This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Everybody's here, including Fritzy. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Greg Olson, NFL and Fox analyst, former Pro Bowl tight end. Also Jim Jackson, former NBA guard. We'll stop by as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and now 400 cities around America that carry this program. 11 days until the Super Bowl. It's interesting that it's going to be a great matchup, but it's a Super Bowl that I don't think anybody was hoping for. Outside of San Francisco and Kansas City, you know, we were looking for the Lions or the Buffalo Bills getting there. There were storylines with other teams that were more interesting. Kansas City, man, they got Mahomes. Never bet against Mahomes. Niners, yeah, we expected them to be here, number one seed in the NFC. But they've met before, and I think because of that, we're like, yeah, how many times do these two teams play each other? It doesn't have that angle yet. It might, but the game itself, I think, will be great. It'll probably be the matchup of the two best teams in the NFL. And that's what you want on Super Bowl Sunday. But I think leading up to it, you know, you like those storylines. You know, who's the underdog here? Is Kansas City, like, truly an underdog? It's hard for me to go, man, Mahomes, he's going to play up the underdog role here. I can't wait until he talks to the media. Yeah, nobody thought we would be here, which is true to a certain degree. They were underdog against Buffalo, underdog against the Ravens, and here they are, an underdog in the Super Bowl. All right, we'll come up with a poll question today, stat of the day as well. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. I'm watching all these numbers in the NBA. And yes, I'm one of those get off my lawn guys, but you start to, it's almost like, oh, he only had 43. Oh, he only had 37. Like, it's weird. You start to look at these numbers. Steph Curry had 37, and the Warriors win over the 76ers. So that's 83 points in his last two games, most productive two-game span of his career. Okay. Jalen Brunson has scored 30 or more points in 18 games this year. That's the most by a Knick through the first 48 games since Dick Barnett. It matches Bernard King. I don't think there's any scoring night with a team or a player where you go, okay. Or, oh my God, like Luka goes for 73, and I go, oh yeah, he could have had 80. I don't know when it changed, because every generation talks about their generation as, oh, man, you wouldn't get away with that when we were playing. I mean, these guys nowadays think, man, these guys get away with murder on defense. You know, they're pushing us around. They got tough guys there. No, you don't. But Go back to the 80s. Go back to the 70s. Go back to the 60s. The game was played differently. And I think, you know, you can do the get off my lawn because back in my day, you know, they would knock you to the floor, which they would. And even when we were talking about, you know, we talked to Jamal Crawford yesterday, one of the great scorers in NBA. And he said, you know, you can't put your hands on anybody. Back then, you could put your hands and your legs, your entire body on people. And that was just part of the game. But I'm looking at these numbers. And the reason why I think I'm bringing this up is Jason Kidd was talking about Luka Doncic. And he had this to say yesterday comparing Luka to Dirk Nowitzki.
I've said this before, and I'll say it, you know, for as long as I'm here, is you can't take this young man for granted. He's better than Dirk. He's in the atmosphere of MJ, the best to ever do it, LeBron, Kobe. And so just to appreciate what this young man's doing at the age of 24 is something that Dallas has never seen. And I've said this internally. He is better than Dirk. He does things that Dirk could never do. And now it's, you know, the opportunity of getting the right people around him to ultimately win a championship.
You just said two times that Luka is better than Dirk. Dirk won a title and had been to two. Do you feel comfortable saying that on a guy that has not even made the finals yet?
Yeah. MJ is the same way. MJ didn't make it into his 30s. This young man is 24 and is breaking all the records that stand in front of him. And he's a winner. And his ultimate goal is to win a championship. And he will get there, not just, you know, win one, but he will win multiple when it's all said and done.
All right. That's the Mavs head coach, Jason Kidd. That's courtesy of 97.1 The Freak. I understand head coach compliments his player. Don't put him in there with Michael Jordan. Don't put him in there with Kobe. Be fair to him. Now, you can say similar start to Michael Jordan's career, but of course you can't put him in that category until he wins something, gets to an NBA Finals. You can't put him in there with LeBron. LeBron took a horrible Cleveland team to the Finals. Luka is a wonderful talent, and Jason Kidd says, well, don't take him for granted. It almost feels like Dallas is taking him for granted because here you have this transcendent player. Are you surrounding him with the right talent to be able to win a championship? Because at some point, you know, now we start to put the heat on him just like Joel Embiid, like we did Giannis, like we did the Joker. Hey, how about we play for a championship here? If you want to put them in that category, first of all, if he's just saying scoring, okay, I get that, because he doesn't play any defense. And, you know, Kobe played defense, Mike played defense, LeBron used to play a lot of defense, or at least come up with a lot of steals. But, I mean, you're adding even more pressure to him by saying all these nice things about him. He's a wonderful talent, but, you know, do I want him to focus on winning a championship? And what does that mean? Because Michael Jordan was a scoring machine, averaging 37 a game. And what happened? They eventually said to him, you know, maybe we need to surround you with some talent here. Yeah. And Mike deferred his, you know, I mean, he took less money in his salary. I think at one point he was the fifth or sixth highest paid Chicago Bull. And they went out and got talent. And Jerry Krause did a wonderful job in bringing in players. The right players, role players. If Mike doesn't win a title, Mike's like Allen Iverson. Like, man, was he awesome. Vince Carter, Dominique. Winning a championship is what changes people in how they view you. I mean, Mike may not feel different winning championships as he did putting up, you know, 63 on the Celtics, but our image of him changed. If Bill Russell doesn't win 11 titles, if he wins one, he's not a top 10, 15 player. But he won. He's the greatest winner of all time. I mean, that's the magic elixir. Luka is just a great scorer. Ball dominant, where it doesn't matter how many times you shoot, doesn't matter how many threes you take, doesn't matter how many turnovers you have. Today's game is about volume. Hey, I put up 50. I mean, I'm surprised that we don't have it on a nightly basis now, where somebody puts up 50. And it used to be when you got to 50, it was like, damn, did you see who had 50? Now it's like, oh, 50? Oh, okay. Yeah, how about 60 and 20 rebounds? Okay, all right, that's pretty good. These are like video game numbers that these guys are putting up. But for Jason Kidd to say that about Luke, and look, I don't know if you need to bring in Dirk in here, that he's better than Dirk. Dirk won a title. Dirk got to two NBA finals. I'm going to take Dirk over Luka. Certainly, if I'm taking Luka's, you know, the resume that he has now, I'm taking Dirk. Now, Luka, when he's 30, what do you have on your resume? That's what I would be curious here. Or is he a guy who's not going to be winning a championship? And maybe that'll be some of his fault, but maybe it'll be the fault of the Mavs and what they surround him with. Remember, like Jalen Brunson and Luka, man, I like that a lot. They let Jalen Brunson go. Like Kyrie, Kyrie's in and out. You know, can you bank on him as wonderful as he is? I mean, Kyrie at least has a title and hit the game-winning shot. But I keep waiting for Luka to graduate to Joker status, Giannis status. Joel Embiid has got to get there, and Embiid hurt his knee last night. Yeah, Paulie.
If you want to compare Luka Doncic to Dirk Nowitzki, you have to give perspective to it. Luka takes way more shots at the same age. Luka Doncic this year is averaging 34 points and 8 rebounds, and he takes 24 shots a game, 10 threes a game. Dirk Nowitzki at the same age, averaged 25 points a game. He took 18 shots a game. That's 6 fewer. He took 5 threes a game. That's half the amount. Once you put those numbers together, if Dirk Nowitzki took 24 shots and 10 threes, he'd average 36 a game. Doncic is 35.
Yeah.
He would actually have a point more. So it's volume.
Yeah.
It's about volume and ball dominancy.
And also, you got to be fair to Dirk. Dirk changed the big man. You know, more so than probably any other big man, with being able to go out to the three-point line. Being able to post up, he had the signature, you know, turnaround jumper with his leg up right near your, you know, sternum. I know Jason Kidd went overboard with Luka, but I don't know if you needed to. I mean, you can say, look, you know, he's there, he's starting out the way Mike did, scoring a lot of points. Now we got to do what the Bulls did for Michael Jordan, and that is surround him with the right players and make sure that we compete for a championship. Yes, Mark.
Did Jason Kidd mean he's more talented? Because you could say that about Jerry Rice and Randy Moss. He's not better. Like, Moss isn't better than Jerry Rice, but he's more talented. Is that what he's saying there? Because, like, the resume, you got to do some more to be in Dirk's category.
I would think so. You know, Luka is a, you know, obviously a better passer. Rebounding, he's sort of right there. I mean, he's averaging close to a triple-double. He's averaging, like, you know, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, some, you know, somewhere in there. And he makes it look easy. I was just surprised that when you bring up Michael Jordan, you immediately have people going, wait, what? And you put in Kobe in there and LeBron, he's not in their category. Not yet. Doesn't mean he won't. But I think we get caught up sometimes with, you know, right now. I mean, Dirk was a great player for a long time. Yeah, Paulie.
When Michael Jordan was 24 years old, he averaged 37 points a game without hitting any threes. He made 11 threes in 82 games.
Mm. Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Nothing says I love you quite like tailgate moonshine, just in time for Valentine's Day. Salted caramel and peppermint bark, and you'll love it. Available now at danpatrick.com. First hour brought to you by our home away from home. Next week, Las Vegas, the city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of that community. Las Vegas, where conventional challenged, unexpected embraced. It's not just celebrating, it's celebrating with an edge. I do love arguing generations, even though it's not fair to argue generations. Just like with quarterbacks, if I looked at what you were required, asked to do, a quarterback back in the 60s or 70s, you'd go, wait, That was for a game? He threw that many yards? No. Oh, wait, is that first half? No, 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 an entire game. You know, threw the ball 14 times, you know, completed 9, and they ended up winning. You were just asked to do different things back then. Or basketball, what you were asked to do back in the 60s or 70s, 80s, 90s. Today's game is different. Everybody has followed the philosophy of the NFL. More scoring, more scoring, more scoring. NHL, you got all these great offensive weapons. We need more scoring in there. Football, got to have more scoring in there. Baseball, got to have more runs, more home runs. And basketball is the same. How do we get more offense? I think the NBA has a scoring problem. I do. Scoring too much. Yeah, Seton.
In today's game, is it easier to get to the hoop or hit a three?
I would say both. Because the floor is spread. You should be able to get to the hoop.
Right.
If you, because they're not double teaming you.
That's why that Jordan number to me is like, doesn't mean anything. Like, he averaged 37 without hitting any threes. It's like, yeah, if you could pick 50 players right now in the NBA who could do that if they stopped taking threes and just got to the hoop.
Yeah, I keep wondering, but everybody is in love with the three. That's not changing anytime soon.
Right.
Where half of your shots are threes, sometimes more than that. I mean, certain players are like, ooh, icky. I don't want to shoot a two. I want to shoot a three. Yes.
Mid-range, ill.
Yeah.
Was Michael Jordan, LeBron, as far as anybody playing his position, nobody was as fast as he was? Because all those early highlights, I told you, pre-rings Jordan was so impressive. It seemed like he was getting to the hoop at will. Sorry, Danny Ainge isn't staying in front of me. You know, Adrian Dantley isn't staying in front of me, whoever that is. Was he like that level of athlete?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. The NBA hadn't seen that. No, they hadn't. Having seen that in person his rookie year, and you could tell by the guys who were guarding him or in the game, like, they were entertained. Now, they would probably deny that, but you just watched, and they would be, like, talking to each other. Like, oh, my God. You know, you didn't want to give credit to him because back then it was like, oh, this rookie's coming in. Oh, he's going to have his own shoe. Who's he think he is? You know, this was when the NBA was tough, and Mike took a beating, you know. Nowadays, it'd be like the NBA would go out of its way to kind of put, you know, foam padding every time Mike fell. Yeah. Have somebody to slide it in there so whenever he fell. Yeah, Paulie.
I've got Michael Jordan's rookie game log with the Bulls. By the way, his first 7 games were not sellouts. It wasn't a big deal. His third game of his career, he had 37 points without taking a three. He didn't take a three until the second month of his career. It was not even a concept shot for non-specialists back then.
And I wonder, though, if he would have bought into the three now if he's Air Jordan. Because Air Jordan was about attacking the hoop and dunking on people. Bird would have taken far more threes. I mean, Reggie Miller in today's NBA. His ability, Peja Stojakovic. I mean, there's so many guys. If you gave them the green light, it was almost like an emergency shot. Hey, all else fails, if you got to take the three, now your strategy is get the three. How do we get more threes? Yeah, Marv.
Our guest coming up, Jim Jackson, that dude would have been a bucket, even more so than he already was. Like, well, you know what? I think I'm going to score 60 tonight because he was that level of shooting guard.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll settle on a poll question here. Big NFL coaching twist yesterday, and it's been reported in a variety of ways. And I'm not sure which side to believe here. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Settle on our poll question. Play of the day coming up. Phone calls. Always great to hear from you. 877-3DP-SHOW. Paulie asked me during the commercial break. He goes, Steph Curry on the All-Star team? I said, well, he wasn't voted a starter on the All-Star team. I don't know when they name the subs on the All-Star team. Do you know, Marvin?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
Inside the NBA on TNT.
All right. Little intrigue there. Yes, Paul.
So it's not like he's not going to be in the game. He's clearly going to be selected.
Well, he'll be there for the three-point shooting contest
right.
with Sabrina Ionescu.
Which is very cool. But I can understand him not being voted on. They want the new guy, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But I just when you see the headline, Steph Curry not picked for the All-Star team, you have to read for a second before you realize he's an alternate. The event is built for him. I mean, he weirdly is the most entertaining player in the game. Over the guys at dunk.
Okay, but you have Luka in there and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So those are those your starting guards?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm fine with that. They both had great years. I mean, I love seeing Steph. Out of those three, I would want to see Steph Curry, certainly in an all-star game format. But, you know, it's not, you know, Steph would probably acknowledge it's nice to reward the younger players so they get a little bit more national exposure. Certainly with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yes, Marv.
Are we getting closer to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander becoming a star and not just an NBA star, like maybe outside of sports? Being named a starter over Steph?
Yeah, but there's nothing about his game where you go, did you see that? He's just one of those guys that every single night he's giving you a great performance. But, you know, Bradley Beal did this in Washington, D.C., and nobody cared. You need to have something. You need to have that moment. And Shai Gilgeous, getting that moment would be playing in the, you know, conference championship, something like that, where he'd be on a national stage. Chet Holmgren's more famous than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. His own teammate. Yeah, Paul.
I've said this 20 times, but it's the hyphen. The hyphen prevents him from being a star. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's work to say his name quickly on a national radio show. I had to, like, focus.
Yeah.
That's maybe more me than him. But if he dropped the hyphen, he'd be a superstar.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Deep cut.
Yeah, that is.
If it was Michael Jordan Alexander Arnold III, you know, it's more work to say. Michael Jordan.
Hmm.
Dominique
Wilkins. Yeah, but he was Mike Jordan when he came into the league.
Still Mike to me.
Then he became Michael. And then the campaign was Be Like Mike. It wasn't Be Like Michael. LeBron James passive aggressive after another loss, and he had this to say.
We could, on any given night, beat any team in the NBA. And then on any given night, we get our ass kicked by any team in the NBA. That's just the. What's our record?
One game under 500 is what we've seen.
Under 500?
One game under 500.
Yeah, with 24-25. That's where we are.
Okay, who is this message for? Who's he sending this out to? Because there's always some kind of thought process with LeBron, with what he says, how he says it, when he says it. Does he want to stay with the Lakers? And I know Anthony Davis didn't play last night, but does he want to stay there? Because I get this feeling that he's looking around and the clock is ticking. And I think he even had an emoji on his Twitter account where it was the sands of time. And you know, slowly slipping away to play for another championship. And LeBron needs that one more. Because one more now, it really begins the conversation where you can have a true discussion about Mike and LeBron, if you want to. Yes, Todd?
You think that was meant for Darvin Ham, his teammates, Pelinka, a little of everybody?
I mean, what's the coach going to do better? What's Darvin Ham going to do? Anthony Davis, once again, has been playing great, but he's not in there. I thought that this team, with the offseason additions, was going to be formidable. And they've been a really big disappointment. But when I hear LeBron say things like that, I just wonder, does he want out? Would he say that he wanted out? What could they get for him? It's just a weird timing with his son at USC. And, you know, does he want to be away? You know, he's got another son who's playing high school basketball as well. Yes, Marv.
I don't think he wants to leave L.A. He wants everyone else to leave L.A. Like, no, wait. My empire's here.
Yeah.
Well, he came there to be a Laker and live in Los Angeles and do, like, his movies and all his production stuff and his TV shows.
Yeah.
And his kids are there. Like, no. I don't want to leave. You guys can leave.
He's the one who helped build this team. Right? He co-signed on a lot of this here.
He's like Jerry Jones.
Oh.
Championship GM, but that was a long time ago.
One other basketball note. The Knicks have won 8 straight. Why is it the Knicks are like an underdog? Like, yay, how about the Knicks, man?
Yeah, Knicks.
Yeah. Like, they're relevant, but we make it seem like they're a feel-good small market town. Like, man, did you see those little Knicks, man? They're winning 8 in a row. They really need hey, let's get to a conference finals here. You got to be like the Knicks of the 90s. And you don't have to run into Michael Jordan. But you got to get there. Like, we want to see something with them. Yes, Todd?
So this team can't be the team that celebrates the one win over the Hawks like we saw in the Garden.
Well,
like, ticker tape parade. One win against the Hawks.
No, they did do that. They did celebrate after that one playoff win. Against the pesky Hawks. Yes, Pauline.
If they make the Eastern Conference Finals, we're going to see a parade. It's almost parade worthy. They are so desperate. That team is positioned for celebrity fans.
No, but they have championship parades in New York. They don't have consolation prize, you know, parades.
I'm being facetious, but that fan base, is so desperate to be above average, to win a couple playoff series. Like, they don't need to win the whole title. They're like they're like a mid-level college football team who would just like to be relevant. You're like,
they're like a team out of the MAC.
Man, I'm trying to compare them to a college football.
But really good in the MAC. They're just, you keep going, like, the Knicks are like a feel-good story. I mean, they're the Knicks. They play in Manhattan at the Garden. Yes, Mark.
They're like the Orlando Magic. Whenever Nick Anderson goes back to Orlando, he gets to stand an ovation. Whenever my man Marcus Camby goes back to the Garden, he gets to stand an ovation. Like, oh, remember that 99 Knicks run? When the 8 seed, they got to the finals? Like, no, they didn't care about winning the finals, just getting there.
The Knicks are like Ole Miss football. They would love to be 9-3 playing a super nice bowl game, maybe upset Bama every couple of years. We're fine with that. Just some high, decent relevancy.
Yeah. Well, they won 8 in a row, and they got Jalen Brunson. Yes, Marv.
Paulie hit it right on the head. A rabid fan base that, you know what? We just want to be really relevant and really competitive. There was nothing better than the 90s Knicks because guess what? A, we were really good. We just lost to Michael Jordan. That's all right. When Pat Ewing goes back to the Garden now, all right, oh, Charles Oakley, well, when he was allowed in the Garden. Like, oh, all right, John Starks always there. Let's go, Knicks.
Some football news yesterday, a little bit of a twist here. The Lions offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, he was reportedly going to get the Washington job. And then he was up for the Seattle job. And then there was a report a while ago that said, this is even before the postseason, I remember seeing where he was asking for $15 million to be a head coach. That was the salary. And then all of a sudden, fast forward to yesterday, where Ben Johnson announces he's going to stay with the Lions, unfinished business, and he wants to win a Super Bowl. But then there's another report or a couple reports that said, oh, these teams got turned off by him asking for $15 million. That Ben Johnson turned down Seattle and turned down Washington. Did Washington and Seattle turn down Ben Johnson? And then he decided to go back to the Lions for, quote, the unofficial business that we got, or unfinished business? I mean, and maybe we're dealing with semantics here, but did he ask for $15 million? That's what I would want to know. Because Jim Harbaugh is getting $16 million from the Chargers. Ben Johnson hasn't been a head coach before. I don't know if he's been a head coach anywhere. Now, he's got a bright future, but are you in the position to go, I want $15 million, or I'm not leaving the Lions? I think Washington is a sleeper job. Great, great sleeper job there. But you go back to the Lions. What if the Lions fall off this next season? That affect Ben Johnson moving forward here? Are you going back for one more year? But did his salary turn off these other, you know, these two other franchises? Or did he truly want to go back to the Lions? Yeah, Paul.
I've got the headlines in the Detroit Free Press. On Tuesday, after that painful loss, Lions bracing to lose again, Ben Johnson interviews with Heat Up. And then here are the headlines when he said he's staying with the Lions. Ben Johnson is back. Lions OC says no thanks to Commanders and Seahawks, like passing on job offers. Mm. Ben Johnson is our MVP, staying another year. It's being celebrated as good news in Detroit.
But it's is great news because the Lions could use some great news. And Ben Johnson staying there, I certainly understand that. Also, is it fair to point out the offensive coordinator called the plays on those fourth down calls that Dan Campbell's getting blamed for, that he went for it? Ben Johnson is the one who called those plays. Now, were they great plays? They were poorly executed? Feels like Dan Campbell, it's like Kyle Shanahan got blamed for the Falcons losing the Super Bowl. And he wasn't the head coach. Dan Campbell's getting blamed for the plays that were called on those fourth downs. Yes, Eaton.
Maybe teams are upset that they were spurned, that they were turned down, and they're like, yeah, well, he wanted too much money anyway, so we turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
His demands were crazy.
Yeah. $15 million, though, for a guy who hadn't coached before. That's what Sean Payton, I think, gets with Denver. And once again, Harbaugh got $16
million. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ask for it.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Yeah, all they can do is say no.
Yeah.
So now you still have openings with Washington and Seattle. And now Bill Belichick comes back into the picture for Washington. I can't see him in Seattle. You know, John Schneider, you know, GM, that's not going to work. Washington, it feels like they're already got front office people here. So I don't think that's going to work in Bill's favor. I don't think Bill's getting a job. I think the one job he wanted, he may have overplayed his hand in what he wanted because he's Bill Belichick. That owner wanted him. And then everybody in the front office who was probably going to lose their jobs, like, no, you don't need him. I don't? No. Don't give him a, you know, full autonomy here. Now he's on the outside looking in. I don't know if Bill can walk it back and go, you know, I'll just coach. Like, is that what's going to happen for him to get a job? And then I wonder, does he get a job next year? And then we wondered if Philadelphia was interested in Belichick. And there is, it's not a report. It was a, here's a rumor from the Senior Bowl. Now, it's not a report. It was a rumor, which is dangerous when you have NFL reporters who give you a, hey, this is just a rumor. Because after a while, it'll get aggregated and it'll be on, you know, five different websites. And in, and it's like that game of telephone. Wait, what did you say? I said that. Oh, no, we thought you said that. It's a rumor that the Eagles back channeled to talk to Belichick if they weren't going to keep Nick Sirianni. Now, once again, that's a rumor. But it's not going to be a rumor here, not for very long, because when NFL insiders give you a rumor, they, you know, their name is attached to it, then it becomes a report. Do I think the Eagles back-channeled? Do I think they reached out to Bill Belichick? I would have. They said, oh, you know, if it didn't, you know, whatever, go well with Nick Sirianni. It didn't go well with Nick Sirianni. Like, they were going to look at bringing in Belichick. Do I think that they reached out? Absolutely. Do I think Jerry Jones reached out to Bill Belichick this offseason or when the season ended? I don't. But Jerry says he's all in. Here's Jerry Jones yesterday.
Dak has done nothing to change my mind.
Okay.
Any promise for the future. I think I said in the deal that we'd go as far as Dak takes us in the playoffs. Remember that?
Right.
Okay. We saw where he takes you in the playoffs. But Jerry says he's all in. Now you got Mike McCarthy, who wasn't extended. Dak, who's up for a big payday. And is that going to happen? C.D. Lamb eventually. Micah Parsons eventually. But Jerry says he's all in and we'll go as far as Dak takes us. Yeah, Paul.
I think we should have played that cut in an entirely different way to inflame the situation. You said, hear what Jerry Jones said about Dak Prescott?
Dak has done nothing.
Whoa.
Okay.
Take it completely out of context.
That's true.
We got to start doing that more.
Yeah. No.
Why not? Let's just spend the last 4 years doing that stuff.
Okay. How about if we say we have to have some kind of trumpets and that we proclaim it is, you know, time for our let's take it out of context moment for the Dan Patrick Show. Here's Jerry Jones talking about Dak Prescott.
Dak has done nothing.
Whoa!
Holy cow!
Nothing.
Jerry, be more responsible than
that,
Jerry.
Support. Back
Trade
the quarterback.
Him. What does LeBron think of that?
That's harsh.
Oh. That is the Dan Patrick takes it out of context. Context moment. Yeah, Jerry. And then Jerry did talk about Bill Belichick. He said, you know, I could see we could work together.
Period.
Like, don't even say anything. And then Dak Prescott, hey, we go as far as he takes us. All right. It's like you got a tank of gas, and you know it's only going to get to a certain destination. Hey, we're just going to keep riding it until there's no more gasoline. Divisional playoff round. We need to fill it up so we can get to a conference title game. We're all in. Yeah, Pauline.
Going back to the Commanders for a second, after let's say you were spurned on your number one choice of Ben Johnson.
Spurned.
I love that word. Would you reassess and go back and call Bill Belichick, or is that...
No.
I looked at their website, by the way, the Washington Commanders. They have two general managers.
Yeah, that's why you're not going to Bill Belichick.
There's two names listed for general manager.
Well, they brought in the guy from the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, that's the third guy. So they got Adam Peters GM, Martin Mayhew GM, and then the advisor to the exploratory committee or something, Bob Myers. A lot of people.
Bill Belichick is not walking in there. Just not happening. That's why I think they thought they had Ben Johnson and maybe Ben's salary, his price tag scared him away. All right, let me take a break. We got phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question here. And that's it. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Lobbed up to Bacot. Hands off Davis down the left side. Takes a bump. Banks it up. No good. Tapped off at last. Doesn't fall. Jackets win. Jackets win. Jackets win. Take this town gold tonight. Final score. Tech 74. North Carolina 73.
That's courtesy of, as you might guess, Georgia Tech Radio Network. Tech has 3 wins against top 25 opponents, tied for the most in Division I by an unranked team. North Carolina's got Duke coming up. Not exactly the way to prep for that big game. That's our play of the day, brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com/Dan, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. See the full lineup of Michelin tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The poll question for hour one is what, Seton O'Connor?
Would you rather be, in the year 2024, the offensive coordinator of the Lions or the head coach of Washington?
Can I ask what my salary is in both places?
No.
I would rather be the head coach of the Washington Commanders.
Right now, 70% of the audience disagree with you.
Okay. All right. We might be headed in one direction in Detroit, that you come down a little bit after this last year. And then what's that do for... Now, you go to the Super Bowl, you'll be able to pick, you know, from a variety of jobs there. But keep this in mind. Mike Vrabel will still be in the hunt for a job next year. Belichick next year. Maybe Pete Carroll next year. And then there'll be a couple other coaches that come out of nowhere. What jobs are going to be open? If Nick Sirianni doesn't get Philadelphia back to, what, conference title game? Is he out in Philadelphia? Mike McCarthy. If the Cowboys don't go to the conference title game, is he out in Dallas? There'll be some changes there, obviously. Greg Olson. Greg Olson, Fox's lead analyst, at least for a little while longer, until Tom Brady steps into the booth. Greg will join us coming up in about 35 minutes from now. A couple of phone calls in here. Luke in Charlotte. Hey, Luke, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great, bud.
I got a stat of the day, and after I'm done, I was just thinking I'd love to hear Al Michaels' thoughts on what's going on. I know we've heard a lot from Romo and Nance, but I thought Al Michaels might have something to add.
Okay.
If I could get some stat of the day music, please.
All right, here we go.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
In NBA history, there have been three instances of consecutive back-to-back MVPs. Moses and Bird, Magic and Jordan, and Giannis and the Joker. If Embiid wins MVP this year, it will be the first instance of back-to-back-to-back back-to-back MVPs in league history.
All right, Luke, thank you. Back-to-back-to-back, to-back-to-back-to-back. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I don't know if there's a calling for Al Michaels for something like that.
And there he goes!
Yeah, that's our Al Michaels impersonation.
That's about all I get. Really,
yeah. I mean, it's not as good as Tony Romo, who was going to dissect the Joel Embiid winning back-to-back-to-back MVPs.
60 minutes, except on the West Coast. Third and four, Ben Johnson put in the play call. What do you think here, Tone?
Well, they're both good options for him. do you want to be a head coach? Do you want to stay with the Lions? What would you do, Jim?
That's the punchline.
Thanks, Tone.
Yeah. What would you do, Jim?
I'm the play-by-play man.
I don't know, Tony. I didn't play. Yeah.
I'm not an analyst.
That's not why I'm here.
I'm not an analyst.
I was a golfer.
Yeah. Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. Hello, what's on your mind? Hello, friends. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Dan. Last time we spoke, I was getting ready to have my knee surgery, and I just wanted to thank you for the recommendation on the ice machine.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask, did they do yours with a robot? Because mine was done with a robot. They drilled a hole in my shin and put a rod and inserted the robot on it.
No, there was no robot there. Although the demeanor of the doctor who performed my surgery, there was no bedside manner whatsoever. He did a great job with my knee, but he was robotic, probably in his style, his procedure. But no, I didn't have a robot. Although I did have one knee surgery where the doctor said, look, I can numb you from, you know, your thigh down, and you can watch this. And I go, no. He goes, no, I got a monitor right here. This is right as I'm getting ready to have surgery. He goes, do you want to watch this? I go, I'm supposed to be under. He goes, no, I can numb you, and you can watch the surgery. And I said, how about you make a tape? And so he made a VHS tape of my knee surgery. And I was like, yeah, I'm glad I was under. There's no better feeling than when they put you under, right before you go under, and they're going, okay, all right, you're going to wake up, and you're going to be, and blah, 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 blah. You're out. It's so good. So good. Although you have to go through all the other stuff to get that feeling. But, man, when you're under, that's a good afternoon of sleep. All right, so we'll talk to Greg Olson coming up. Could Greg Olson ask for a trade from Fox? I'm going to ask Greg Olson if he's thought about asking for a trade. And where could they trade him to? Because Brady's coming in. What are his options? You could be the number two guy, the second team. Maybe studio. I mean, Al Michaels was once traded for a cartoon. Hour two on the way. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.